For the Drug Truth Network, it's 420 Drug War News.
The United Nations reported last week on opium production in Myanmar, the nation formerly known as Burma. The good news is, less land in Myanmar is being devoted to production of opium poppies, dropping from 32,800 hectares in 2005 to 21,500 hectares in 2006, a decline of 34%. The bad news is, Myanmar's actual opium production increased from 312 metric tons to 315 metric tons. The reason? Estimated average opium yield increased from 9.5 kilograms per hectare to 14.7 kilograms per hectare. Opium production also increased in the other two countries of the Golden Triangle. In Laos, land devoted to poppy cultivation increased from 1,800 hectares to 2,500 hectares, with yield increasing from 14.4 metric tons to 20 metric tons. Thailand saw the smallest increase, from 119 hectares in 2005 to 157 hectares in 2006, yielding an estimated 1.8 metric tons of opium in 2005 and 2.4 metric tons of opium in 2006. All this is a drop in the bucket compared with Afghanistan's outstanding output this year of some 6,100 metric tons of opium, cultivated on 165,000 hectares of land. Now, consider this. Very little of the opium from those countries makes it to the U.S. market. Most of the heroin in the U.S. comes from Mexico, which was estimated to have cultivated only 3,300 hectares of poppies in 2005, or from Colombia, which was estimated to have cultivated only 2,000 hectares of poppies in 2005. A small amount of the heroin in the U.S. comes from Southwest Asia, including Afghanistan. An even smaller amount of it these days comes from the Golden Triangle. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
The following story is from the Dallas Morning News. First came the poor man, barely 17 years old, too young to buy beer or vote, but an adult under Texas Penal Code. He took part in a $2 stick-up in which no one got hurt. He pleaded guilty to aggravated robbery and was put on 10 years of probation. He broke the rules once by smoking marijuana. A Dallas judge responded in the harshest way possible. He replaced the original sentence with a life term in prison. There Tyrone Brown sits today, 16 years later, tattooed and angry and pondering self-destruction. "I've tried suicide a few times," he writes. "What am I to make of a life filled with failure, including failure to end my life?" End quote. It seems that judges in Texas and most other states have few limits on possible punishments when defendants violate probation, which sets the stage for lawful but extreme disparities. Please visit our website, endprohibition.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.